We're live inside the Drive at 5 on 103.7 being also live on social media. PA Big Rob on his Thursday afternoon. Currently, it is 20 degrees outside in Muskegon, and it feels like it is 4 degrees outside. Tomorrow is going to be a high of 26 and a low of 14 with chance of showers tomorrow. My brother, Big Rob is in the studio at the Amazing Right Media Center. How you doing, man?
I'm doing just dandy, sir. How are you doing?
All right. We were scheduled to have a guest. If she don't make it, it's okay. We understand. Today is her first day opening, Dr. Nicole Bradford. But we do have some things we want to talk about. Is the Black History Month essay contest that is wrapping up. And we want to make sure that you get this information for the kids of Muskegon Heights. The deadline is today. And you know, that can extend all the way to the night. The deadline for Muskegon Heights today. Big Rob, can you please read that for us?
Yeah, the Black History Month essay competition. We're going to take the top winners out of Muskegon Heights, and the first place will be 500, second place 300, and third place 100. And out of those essays, those will be some of the kids that will go to Egypt and Accra, Ghana, Africa this year on our Free Kids to Africa journey that we take this year.
Top three, Muskegon Heights. So we, if you are watching this feed online, if you're listening to us, go to our Facebook feed, go to our Facebook page, hit that barcode. They still have time to get something together and submit. We have gotten quite a few essays. Very impressed with the amount of essays that we have gotten for Black History Month essay contest from Muskegon Heights. But we can always get more.
We
can never be enough, right?
Never be enough. We want as many children that can write, which should be everybody. Write it, please.
About Black history. I mean, it should be something that we all got somebody that we could write about in Black history. I mean, I've seen some of the submissions come through, and I've been impressed with the people they're picking. We're not seeing the same old people, Big Rob.
Yes.
But that essay need to be submitted to WBSLP@gmail.com. We sent it over to the school. They got a committee together, and I know we got the holiday weekend, and I think they're off next week for the winter break. So you got time to do it right now. You got to get it done. We're not at when the 12:01 hit, 12 o'clock hit from Muskegon Heights, we can't take no more. We're done. When it hit 12 o'clock tonight. So if you're watching this online, share this, like it, get your grandkids, your niece, nephews, get nieces and nephews, get them to submit the essay for Muskegon Heights. Now, if you're downtown Muskegon, you got a little extra chance. You got another day. If you're downtown Muskegon and you see the barcode there on the screen, if you're watching online, scan that barcode to get the details on how you submit your Black History essay to the Black History Essay Contest that we're sponsoring. And the theme for downtown Muskegon is health, education, economic development, improving the Black community. So we got two different essay contests going on between those two schools. And we want to thank Fatina Robeson down at Muskegon High School, and thank Lachey Simmons of Muskegon Heights for coordinating this to make sure this thing go out.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And to my understanding, they've gotten a lot of responses downtown Muskegon.
Yes, sir. That's what I hear.
That's good. Also, there's also another contest. This is for the kids reach out to Africa. This is could you get a study abroad credit? Let's explore Africa together. Explore the mysteries of the pyramid, the African and African American student studies program. Hit that link. If you are at Muskegon High School and you'd like to go to Africa, hit that link, hit that barcode, scan that barcode and find out how you can go to Africa with us. If you go to Muskegon High School, their program down there, the kids who go to Africa this year will get a high school credit, Big Rob.
Yes, sir. Yes, study sir. That's a great thing to do.
Study abroad.
High school credit, all that stuff. You get a free trip. Yeah.
Today is Brother William Muhammad's birthday. And
happy birthday, my brother.
gotta send a special shout out to him. He's been important to us, right, Rob?
Yes, sir. For well over 20, over 30 years for me, but yeah.
Yeah.
Very important, man.
Talk about, if you don't mind, talk about how he has, you know, affected your life.
He always keeps me straight. You know, when I be in certain situations and want to argue with somebody, he come with his calm voice and he'll, now, brother, you know, you shouldn't do that. Right. Now, I can't tell you what to do.
Right.
That's something you shouldn't do. Like, yes, sir.
Exactly.
He's the epitome of Black history and a lot of things. If you just take a moment and sit down and have a conversation with him, he can share with you a lot of knowledge, great information, on the Holy Quran, the Bible. Even he can share a lot of information. He's got a lot of it up there.
And what about the bean pies he be making, man? Like, he got the
Bean pies. I've been buying bean pies from him forever, it seemed like. You know, I'm waiting on him to make another batch, you know, bean pies, so I can grab one. I know you want one, PA.
Yeah, and it seems like he boycotting right now. So if you out there, if you make bean pies, and you're in Muskegon, you make bean pies, holler at the Triple OGs. You know, we
love them.
We love bean pies. Honestly, Rob, I haven't had a bean pie since, I think, summertime.
Oh, wow.
That's a long time, man. So
very long time.
If you know somebody who's making bean pie, because I think Brother William Muhammad's getting kind of tired, I guess there's a lot of work involved in making these bean pies. But anyway, happy birthday to Brother William Muhammad.
And yes, sir.
So we want to stress to the kids, get them essays done.
Get them done. This is for y'all.
Get them submitted from Muskegon Heights. Today is the deadline. Tonight, you know, I mean, when that clock hit 12, it's a wrap. And shout out to the people who have done them. You know, I mean, we definitely seen more response this year than last year. So we getting more kids engaged in this process. So we want to thank you for that. Let me see who we got on. Who else we got on the birthday list? Where we go back to some more music inside the 5 o'clock hour. We were waiting for Dr. Bradford, but I'm sure she got caught off of something today. It's her first day being open. Rob, you were over there today. Describe the atmosphere, man.
Oh, it's a beautiful, calming, loving atmosphere to go over there. I also saw another good friend of ours, Yancey. He was visiting her also.
Fancy Yancey
was
the drip master. Yes.
So
on the birthday list, Jake Echo, downtown city Muskegon. I don't know what his role is down there, but I know he's the management staff, used to be city manager from Muskegon Heights. Happy birthday, Jake. Pastor Anita McCants, Nikita Love, Pastor Jonathan Phillips, used to be here in Muskegon. He is celebrating his birthday today. Christine Robert is on the birthday list today. Erica McDowell, how you doing, Erica? Happy birthday, sister. Happy birthday. Peachy Davis celebrating the birthday today. And teacher, well, I think she's a principal now. Angela Johnson is celebrating her birthday today. You got any shout outs, man, before we go back to some more music?
No, I don't have no shout outs, brother. None. Shout out to everybody in Muskegon. Oh, you know what? We forgetting a birthday for tomorrow.
Smooth. Well, we're going to be on tomorrow because we got guests tomorrow, but we can say it. No, Smooth Ray J tomorrow. Smooth Ray J the doctor.
Yes, sir.
It's a holiday.
Ray J the doctor birthday tomorrow, y'all. Ray J the doctor.
Happy birthday, Ray J. Happy birthday.
Yes, sir.
Celebrating the birthday. Going back to more music.